This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am happy and proud that I did not wake up a Democrat, a Biden voter. I am happy and proud that I stand with 80 million patriotic Americans who voted for one man more than any other legitimate president in the history of this nation. I am so happy. I am so happy that we don't have to get up and face all the scrutiny that will occur with the Democrats. Well, look, whether it's found out or not, you know the truth. That's all that's important. And you don't have to wake up knowing that you are siding with a bunch of liars, snakes, and scoundrels and scumbags. Oh, and skanks. Congratulations, folks. You are on the side of righteousness. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. Say what you want. You know, oh, Kevin, we can be sanctimonious. Whatever you say about us, the worst you could say about us, it doesn't do much to the fabric of the nation. It still builds. I'm talking about the worst of the nature of conservatism. It's still something that can be, there's redeeming qualities within it. You understand it. Give me the most vile leftist and then tell me what you can redeem. What can you look at and go, ooh, I would really go for that. They're racist. They objectify women. They're criminally minded. I'm talking about the worst of crimes. There's a saying that says, there are things worse than being dead. Democrats can tell you all about it. They lie. They don't. They have no core. I mean, look, I'm not going to tell you anything about them you don't already know. But I want you to understand, you take the most vile of conservatives, that hardcore Bible thumper who believes as you what they want you to believe about them, whatever, and compare them to their side, the most vile human being by far. The most vile human beings on the planet are the American left, by far. I would rather deal with an African warlord than deal with one of these radical leftists. People that will smile in your face, they would run over you in your own car. You know, I mean, it's the worst of human nature, period. President Trump talked about the various, and I started one of the shows about the one of the segments of the show about the conspiracy. So here's what Trump put out in his mass message. Oh, I know what it was. So there was a story that a friend of mine sent me. It says, breaking news, mass shortage of conspiracy theories as they're all coming true. It's like a Babylon Bee post. That isn't a Babylon Bee post, because everything that they told us was a conspiracy. You know, oh, look at those right-wing conspiracy theorists. It's true. Cheated in the election. Biden's are, you know, with all kinds of troubles. So Trump put out a communique. He says, have you noticed that they are now admitting I was right about everything they lied about before the election? Hydroxychloroquine works. That's where he started. The virus came from a Chinese lab. Hunter Biden's laptop was real. Lafayette Square was not cleared for a photo op. The Russian bounties, you remember they say, well, Trump didn't do anything when the Russians put bounties on our troops. Fake story. We did produce vaccines before the end of 2020 in record time. He's still bragging about that. Blue state lockdowns didn't work. We knew that. We knew it wouldn't work. Schools should be opened. Critical race theory is a disaster for our schools and our country. Our southern border security program was unprecedentedly successful. Is that a word? Anyway, so those are the things that he put out in a message saying they're now correcting the record. Okay, fine. So I say to Trump, Oh, are you happy being right? Because what they did is they got rid of you. I'm not trying to get mad at Trump because I understand the powers that be. But when he was serving in office, and he should have seen all of this coming because he said it early on in his presidency, within 2 months, they asked him, what is the most difficult thing? He says the level of vitriol that they really have. There is no effort to work with me. None. He should have known then. And he should have gotten people that knew what they were doing to start looking into this stuff, but he didn't do it. So now he's wanting to spike the football. Well, sorry, former President Trump. Tell us what we don't know. Because we know all this. We know that the election was a big cheat. We know that Dominion worked with the Democratic Party. We know that the FBI was part of the initial coup against you. We know that Comey has been a fixer for most of these high-ranking Democrats for quite some time. And I could go on. Why didn't you do something when you had the opportunity? Why are we languishing out here having to fight the battle? And for the record, I'm glad the man's on our team. I'm glad he's involved. But I'm not following Trump. You can. I'm following you. We are so much brighter than Trump. We were warning this man all along, trying to get information to him. And you know what he did? He surrounded himself, sadly to say, with too many enemies. And here comes the magic word, clowns. Clowns. People looking to stair-step their way into something better. Personal stuff. And they've done it. I know people that they haven't brought 1 ounce of productivity to this movement, and they're making a crap load of money from it. I'm not mad at them. Whatever's clever, if that's the way you want to do it, fine. But you know what? That's not what we do here. That's not why I took on the role of being the president of PolitiChatter. I hope you join in and go to kick the tires because it's a good site. But I didn't take over so we could do nothing. I didn't start an education initiative so we could do nothing. Seeking educational excellence. I didn't start Unhyphenated America so we could do nothing. I want people to be proud of this country. I did not start the Flick Fest because I wasn't going to give Hollywood a legitimate challenge. I hope you're over there enjoying these films. They are amazing. I'm glad Trump did some of these things and he's illuminating what we already know. But we already knew it. And I expected more from him. I still expect more from him. But I expect more from you because you are truly the heartbeat of this country. Believe it or not. And don't underestimate your level of importance. If there's nobody else that'll tell you, I promise you, my team, we want you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We have so much to discuss. Oh, after every weekend, you get tons of news because we have the regular stuff that I always like to talk about, which is leftism unchecked, unchained. every city, it's not even funny, but it makes me laugh to keep from crying. But the number of people who are going to be killed in a city as we gear up for a weekend, it's pathetic. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We've got leftists who act like babies, throwing tantrums all the time. Not 1 ounce of intellect, but they think they're smart. And I want to talk about that. Victor Davis Hanson, who's one of my acquaintances, an idol, a Hoover Institute fellow, speaks about that. And he sums them up pretty much how it is. L.A.'s homeless, what the sheriff had to say, it'll blow your mind. See, what happens with leftism all the time is it finally has to come to the realization that it just flatly doesn't work. And as I've told you guys many times, we've talked about this from a psychological point of view. I feel like I'm teaching psychology without a degree, but I don't need it. Leftism finally figures out it doesn't work. It gets upset because it knows it doesn't work. And it's an internal conflict that would cause you to get introspective, but they don't. Instead, they snap at you. They lash out at you because they're like, oh, well, how dare you notice how stupid my logic is? Let's ban you. Let's change that part of speech. Let's change the way you think. Let's change the definition of stuff because you figured us out. We don't know jack. 844-551-8255. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thanks to all of you guys who have supported all of the efforts that we're doing. And when you support these efforts, I want you to think of it this way. If you're paying $5 a month to be on the Flick Fest, and hopefully you're getting to watch some pretty absolutely amazing movies, but if you're paying that, it's less than some habit you have that you're giving to the left. I promise you, it is. Whether you're on Netflix, whether you're on Facebook making that guy, that clown, lots of money or whatever, I guarantee, or you're watching the NBA or some baseball game, or you're watching, you know, some show on cable that you don't even think about that's there, or you're shopping at some store buying some product of leftism, I promise you, the $5 you give us for that, if you're an Equity Pro member over at PolitiChatter.com and you paid $100, that's for a year. That's over a year. So, you know, call it $8 a month, give or take. I promise you, you're spending a lot more than that on leftism. So congratulations for giving a little bit back to the other side to balance the equation. Because unlike them, we are not going to go out and buy Ferraris and Lamborghinis and whatever else that might be the hot car of the day. We are putting the money into efforts, into things that are going to change this country for the better. Change it back. I know. Kevin, we don't want to go back to slavery and all that. That's exactly right. We're trying to get rid of the Democrats for you, black folks. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are listening. Biden is the conqueror. He went out over the previous week. You know, he's talking about his upcoming meetings with Vladimir Putin. And President Trump chided him. He says, I hope he can stay awake. And that's what I love about Trump. He says, good luck to Biden in dealing with President Putin. Don't fall asleep during the meeting. And please give him my warmest regards. He nicknamed Joe Biden Sleepy Joe during the presidential campaign. Repeatedly claimed that Biden is in mental decline. I'm reading this. Mental decline. Mental decline. Is that what I said? Mental decline. And he is in mental decline. See, I said it again, but I corrected myself. That's right. I'm not in mental decline. I mean decline. They write, his snarky well wishes to Biden follow Biden's meeting with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, which, by the way, Boris Johnson made some snarky comment about Trump, you know, like, it's good to be working with someone who wants to work with us. Whatever. What Boris Johnson is happy about is he's got a patsy, a pansy, a chump in the White House, and he can push him around. So this week, Biden's going to meet with Putin in Geneva, Switzerland. Yeah, and he met on the weekend with Queen Elizabeth II at Windsor Castle. Then he went to NATO to meet for NATO meetings in Belgium. I can only imagine how these world leaders are looking at this feckless old feeble clown who can't walk up the stairs. And the media wants to convince us that he's respected. People want to meet with him, whatever. I love the next part of this particular story. It says, it's not yet clear if Biden and Putin will hold a joint press conference in Geneva. It all depends on Biden's mental. They didn't write this, but I said it. It all depends on Biden's mental state. Can you imagine? You got to set your schedule by how much dementia the old dude's got at the time that you're going to do the meeting. We're going to have to cancel that appearance because, Joe Biden is experiencing much more of his dementia than we care to let you guys know about. Oh, man. Hey, leftists, you're not fooling us. We know we got a demented clown who was inserted into the White House because of the big cheat by Dominion. We know it. And look, forget the Durham report. Have you heard anybody ask about the Durham report? See, that's the good news, folks. You quit relying on that nonsense. You said, you know, enough is enough. Durham's not going to save us. Kevin Kleinsmith, the only person who's been prosecuted. And let me tell you something. He will be out of prison before Durham issues the next report, the next part of his report. What kind of justice is this? They know everything that happened with this FISA court, and we got one dude who's a patsy? You're not fooling this black man. Here's what Trump said. He says, I had a great productive meeting. This was back in the day when he met with Putin in Helsinki, Finland, with President Putin of Russia. Despite the belated fake news portrayal of the meeting, the U.S. won much, including the respect of President Putin and Russia. And by the way, Putin said that. He says, hey, you can say what you want, but y'all had a president. I'm embellishing, of course, and speaking it in Ebonics for a few of the people on the program. But essentially, he said he's a cool cat. A little different, but he's supposed to be different. That's why we elected Trump. We didn't elect the same. Anyway, Trump was right when he was talking about 2016 and what was going on. He says, because of the phony Russia hoax made up and paid for by the Democrats and crooked Hillary Clinton, the U.S. was put at a disadvantage that was nevertheless overcome by me. And he's exactly right. He overcame it all. And just think of what was happening at the time and how, you know, you've got a person who was duly elected, barely made it because they tried to cheat him out of it. And he's got to go in and deal with all these people based on the nonsense that's been created by the Democrats. Scumbags is what they are.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I just want all of Europe to know that the United States is there. The United States is there.
President Biden reaffirming the U.S. commitment to NATO's mutual defense pact as he makes his first visit to the alliance headquarters in Brussels since he took office. Biden continuing his first international trip. His next stop is Geneva for a sit-down with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Researchers at Yale University are taking a close look at at the effect of warm weather on the spread of COVID-19. A study released today in the journal Nature Communication found temperatures of more than 68 degrees combined with high humidity and increased UV radiation can lead to a moderately lower number of new infections. Researchers still quick to point out that mask wearing and social distancing still the best way to prevent infection. USA Radio News. The Republican National Committee might skip the network TV presidential debates in 2024 unless there's a dramatic overhaul to the format. Conservative David Bossie saying most network news moderators have little interest in asking questions that illuminate the debate, saying they're asking questions that really do not impact primary Republican voters, but have gotcha questions and answers for the general election debate. An actor who made his big screen debut in Deliverance and was nominated for an Oscar in Network has died.
Actor Ned Beatty has died. Best known for his roles in the movies Deliverance and Network, Beatty's career spanned more than 150 films and television shows. He was Lex Luthor's henchman Otis in two Superman movies and was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in Network. According to his manager, Beatty passed away Sunday at his Los Angeles home, surrounded by loved ones. Ned Beatty was 83. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to go over some of these media lies that were told about President Trump. And then I want to go into the latest media lies. So the next two segments are going to be the media lies that were told about Trump. And then the latest fake news narrative that they want you to believe about President Trump. So welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. Thank you for sharing, growing this radio show. But by the way, I want you to understand, you can tell other people about it. They can listen to it anytime they want. I'm saying this because of my sugar mama, Ruth, my 93, maybe 94 this year. Anyway, she's my Florida sugar mama, and she can't listen because they run the program at midnight there, but she can listen anytime she wants through the podcast. So go to the Kevin Jackson Net, the Kevin Jackson Network.com. I was like, the Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network.com, and look for the radio box, if you will. Click that, it'll take you right to where you can listen anytime you want. And that's what we want you to do. The digital footprint, I hate to say it, is bigger than my terrestrial footprint. That's the one we really want you to pay attention to because you can get it anytime you want. And pretty soon, if we play our cards right, you'll be able to get it on your car radio and some other stuff. So we'll be working on things like that. So I want to go back to all these things that we're learning now about what happened, you know, and we covered it in the first segment, all these conspiracies, and I joked that it almost was a Babylon Bee show that said, a meme that said, hey, what do we get? Where are the new conspiracies? Because we've proven all the old ones. So let's recap all the things that were told about Trump and these various conspiracies, and it's pretty mind-blowing when you consider the volume of it and what they were doing. You can only look at it and say it's orchestrated. And thank God, 80 million of us, the core of this country, are no longer paying attention to these clowns. So the first one is the lab leak theory was a conspiracy. And I'm reading this. Trump frequently mentioned the coronavirus, I call it Wu Flu. Could it possibly escape from the Wuhan Institute of Virology and other politicians echoing similar statements? The theory has recently been returned to credibility, prompting a flurry of corrections. Media outlets originally crushed the theory, labeling it a conspiracy and debunked. CNN ran a headline, Trump contradicts U.S. intel community by claiming he's seen evidence coronavirus originated in Chinese lab. The Washington Post ran a story titled, Was the New Coronavirus Accidentally Released from a Wuhan lab? It's doubtful. Another story titled, President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continue to push unsubstantiated Wuhan lab theory on novel coronavirus origins. The Post, Washington Post reporter Aaron Blake recently admitted, however, that Mainstream media overcorrected when it came to one particular theory from Trump and his allies that the coronavirus emanated from a lab in Wuhan, China, rather than naturally. Other members of the Follow the Science crowd also admitted they chose not to cover or actively debunk the theory largely because, wait for it, folks, Trump pushed it. They put people's lives in danger. They ran a narrative that essentially promoted Chinese propaganda. Why? Because they did not like Donald Trump. They said it got jumbled together with some of the more crazy aspects of Trump, and scientists recoiled against that and went in favor of the theory that the COVID-19 had emerged out of a natural process, a lab escape. Said J. Stephen Morrison, Center for Strategic International Studies, during an NPR interview. And of course, we all know what Fauci did. He confirmed this lie. He built on it. He propagated it. He did everything he could. Why? Because that's what the left told him to do. None of these things are by accident, people. Understand that. So here's the next story. They claim, keep in mind, this is during the Russia thing, right? So one of the other narratives that came up was Trump ignored Russian bounties on U.S. soldiers. And I'm going to read what it says here. Biden slammed Trump for allegedly doing nothing about allegations that Russia put bounties on the heads of American troops. Here's what he said. Not only has he failed to sanction or impose any kind of consequences on Russia for this egregious violation of international law, Donald Trump has continued his embarrassing campaign of deference and debasing himself before Vladimir Putin. That's what he said. Kamala Harris said, there was a public reporting that Russia had bounties on the heads of American soldiers. And you know what a bounty is. Someone puts a price on your head, and they will pay it if you are killed. And Donald Trump had talked at least six times of Vladimir Putin and never brought up the subject. Joe Biden would never do that. So Trump says, I have never discussed it with Putin. I would. I have no problem with it. If it weren't a hoax. Top generals, they said, have corroborated Trump's claim that there was little evidence. It just had not been proved to a level of certainty that satisfies me, General Frank McKenzie said. Former Defense Secretary Mark Espy also denied getting briefed on the situation. To the best of my recollection, I have not received a briefing that included the word bounty. It says, if it was a credible report, a credible corroborated report that used those words, certainly it would have been brought to my attention by chain of command, by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and others for action. The New York Times later released a report noting a lack of evidence. Biden himself, who assailed Trump for not sanctioning Russia over allegations, stopped short of inflicting sanctions on any Russian officials over the suspected bounties, making clear that the available evidence about what happened, primarily what Afghan detainees told interrogators, continues to fall short of proving the CIA's assessment that Russia likely paid money to reward attacks. Let me just stop here and tell you this. This entirety of, but by the way, that was Biden admitting that no, the Russians didn't do it, and ignoring the CIA's report that was based on interrogation of war criminals. You starting to get the picture here? There's nothing to believe in the media. All the stuff that these people, think about, when Biden makes a statement and Kamala Harris makes a statement, do you think they came to that on their own? They are being led. They're being told what to say. And as all good demented Democrats do, they do what they're told. Trump told Georgia officials to find the fraud. That's the next one. Washington Post was forced to issue a lengthy correction in March that Trump did not tell Chief Investigator of Georgia Secretary of State offices, Frances Watson, to find the fraud and told her she would be a natural here if she did. Correction. 2 months after publication of the story, the Georgia Secretary of State released an audio recording of President Trump's December phone call with the state's top elections investigator. The Post said the recording revealed that the Post misquoted Trump's comments on the call based on information provided by a source. Trump did not tell the investigator to find the fraud or say that she would be a natural hero if she did so. So what they're telling you people is it was a blatant lie. They did no investigation. They had no source of information to begin with. They did what they were told. These are huge. Because I want you to remember the context of all of these. They wanted to impeach Trump over a lie. He wants them to commit fraud or whatever. Nothing of the sort happened. It was a blatant lie. Started by whom? Started by the Democrats, and you know this. He didn't say find the fraud. There was no bounty that Trump ignored. Can you imagine Trump ignoring a bounty put on U.S. soldiers? We shouldn't even respond to that kind of nonsense. There is no way. If Trump thought Russia put a bounty on soldiers, he'd be livid. He would have no problem bringing that up to Putin. I just want to recap. Lab leak. When Trump said it came out of Wuhan, oh, he's crazy, man. They covered for the Chinese. Russian bounties, they covered for the Russians. They tried to pretend that the President of the United States did not care about American soldiers and would accept a bounty. Number three, they claim that he was saying, go create fraud, when in fact they know fraud exists and they don't want it found. That's what they had to deflect. I just want to make sure you understand where we are here. Wow. I'm amazed that we fall for this nonsense. Nothing you read in the Washington Post, the New York Times, whatever, that is anti-American, that has that allude of, let me put it this way. We want to help America on the left, or what the Republicans or the pragmatics like us are doing wants to hurt America. Nothing you believe in those veins is correct. It's all propaganda. It's made up news. They have no sources. They pay these people to just print junk. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're discussing the media's blatant lies about President Trump, which in effect are blatant lies about you. It's an attack on America and an attack on conservative America. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. So, well, I'm going to get into the latest lie, which has to do with Donald Trump being reinstated. But I want to finish a couple that we started in the previous segment. Trump said white supremacists were fine people. Biden launched his campaign with a video that mischaracterized comments made by Trump, in which he allegedly said there were fine people on both sides of the deadly Charlottesville rally. CNN commentator Keith Boykin claimed later that Trump had a long history of inciting supporters to violence. They've been saying that even right now. That's what they're saying. The January 6th thing is nothing more than Charlottesville on steroids. So Trump did not say that the white supremacists were very fine people. It's been fact-checked over, and here's what he said. Excuse me, they didn't put themselves down as neo-Nazis, and you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had some people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group. Excuse me, I saw the same pictures you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. Now, he that was what he said. They took that and twisted it, and we went along. This is why I keep telling folks, do not go to their news sources. I hope and pray, and obviously part of the team, that hopes you get up in the morning and you come to PolitiChatter.com for your news. And we are saying, look how stupid they are. And you're going, yeah, they really are stupid. Look at the stupid things that they do over there. And we're talking about what we do. We're talking about, look at the proactive nature of being a conservative. Look at the great things. We're doing our own award shows and things like this. And we're awarding people based on our ideas. We're printing news based on what we believe. We're printing pro-America stuff. When they do something stupid, we are giving our opinion. We ignore theirs. We give ours. When we get to that point, we will start winning the war, because ours isn't a propaganda war. It's a truth war. The next one. Trump supposedly referred to illegal immigrants as animals. He says in 2018, Trump referred to members of the deadly, notorious MS-13 gang as animals. We have people coming into the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. They are animals. Schumer criticized the comment, saying, when all of our great-great-grandparents came to America, they weren't animals. And these people aren't either. This is what these people are saying, folks, about MS-13. Trump, Cortez Masto out of Nevada, he's a senator. He said Trump was attacking immigrants more generally. They twist the words. Somebody said, oh, he said this? Okay, let's say this, and let's put it in. What do they do? Let's put it in all of our media. You guys remember the scene from The Godfather where the McCloskey or whatever, the cop who was going to try to kill Vito Corleone and took the police force away from the hospital? And Michael Corleone gets beat up by him. He gets hit in the face. And then when they're strategizing about how to get back, they say, we can't kill a cop. You know, we'd have everybody after us. And Michael goes, yeah, we could kill a cop, a crooked cop. What we do is we make sure that all of our media outlets, our writers, write about him being crooked. That will influence people the way we need them to think about this cop being killed, that he was killed because he was part of the rackets. See, everybody knows if you can control the media and what's going to come out, you control the narrative. That is exactly where we are today. That is why you absolutely, positively must abandon the leftist media. When they have no audience, when they're losing their audience, they panic because they can't get the narrative out there. And that's what's going on right now. I've given you the data. So my point is this. Trump makes a statement. They twist the statement, they push it out to all the media, and suddenly what? The minions, oh, Donald Trump is a racist, man. Donald Trump, he's xenophobic. He don't like Latinos, man. Let me tell you, it's not working. Latino in Texas got a Republican won 90% of the vote in McAllen, Texas. People are sick of the left and their lies, these demons. They also said Trump lied when his campaign said he was wiretapped. Well, he was wiretapped. We found out that's the truth. They issued a correction, get this, 2 years later, and confirmed that Manafort was wiretapped under a FISA court order. And I could give you others. Every one of these guys was wiretapped because they were trying to create some fake narrative about Trump. They said Trump removed MLK's bust. That was a lie, because it fed into the narrative that he was a racist. It was a blatant lie. Time White House correspondent Zeke Miller reported Trump removed the bust of MLK out of the Oval Office. Turns out the bust was obscured by a door and an agent. He subsequently issued numerous apologies for the error, but what did it do? It accomplished what the left wanted it to do. But now I want you to tell you what's going on right now. This massive cover for Joey Demento. And I can't imagine all they got to do with this weak-ended Bernie's Biden as he travels the world, and they got to figure out how to prop him up for meeting after meeting, pretending to be president of the United States, knowing that he got put there with lies. Not that they care. But this other fake news story that's being exploited by the Democrats is what gets me. And I hope you understand it. But here's Corey Lewandowski talking about it.
Move on to another subject. The president continues to say that the 2020 election was stolen, and according to a number of reports from across the political spectrum, various news outlets from the New York Times to the National Review, he has told people around him recently that he believes he will be reinstated as president by August. Corey, can you please explain to our viewers under what provision of law or the Constitution President Trump can be reinstated as president?
Sure, Chris, and I can tell you, I've spoken to the president dozens, if not more than 100 times since he has left the White House, and the president and I have never had that conversation about him being reinstated, so I can't specifically comment on what he has said to other individuals, because it hasn't been a conversation I've had with him, and I know of no provision under the Constitution that allows that to occur, nor do I know of any provision under the Constitution that allows an individual who lost an election to come back in if a recount is dubbed inaccurate. So, look, there are election integrity matters that we need to deal with. There's no question about that. And specifically, when I was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, after the election results, we notified the media of at least one dead person who voted. It is unequivocal. But the response from the media was, well, that person was a Trump supporter. Chris, we have to have election integrity
again,
in this process.
Corey, you keep blaming this on the media. The fact of the matter is this went to more than 60 different court cases, and you were beaten in every one. The Supreme Court refused to even hear the Trump challenges. So please don't blame this on the media. You had your day in court, and you lost.
Here's old Chris Wallace coming to the rescue. Doesn't matter, folks, that in the midst of a Maricopa County recount, other states looking to do the same thing, Chris Matthews sticks to the norm. And what's funny about it is, did you see how he began it? From the New York Times to the National Review, there are dozens of media outlets reporting this. Where do you think it comes from? Now, here's the follow-on. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Thursday said that the number of Republicans who believe former President Trump will be reinstated as Commander-in-Chief later this year represents a, quote, glaring warning on contained widespread acceptance of Trump's unsupported claim of a stolen 2020 election. Now, I've just gone through a litany this hour, a litany of areas where Trump said, this is what happened, this is the case. From hydroxychloroquine, it works. Oh, it doesn't work. Yes, it does. And even their experts said it. To Russian collusion, to Russian bounties, to it originated from the Wuhan virus. And now you have Chuck Schumer saying that Donald Trump is still talking about the election was stolen. How dare he? In remarks from the Senate floor, Schumer referenced a recent Politico Morning Consult poll that found that 29% of Republicans believe that Trump will be placed in the Oval Office later this year. That's his rationale, right? For saying, oh, this is what he's trying to do. He's trying to, they want you to fear Trump coming back as if he's trying some kind of a coup. It is nothing more than the cover up of their own coup. Schumer says they believe him when he just abjectly lies. It is a glaring warning that the big lie has created fertile ground for all types of insane conspiracy. Chuck knows it's not a conspiracy. He knows it's reality. They cheated.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.